All right, welcome to the deep dive. We've got some great material you sent over. And today, yeah, we're jumping right into lesson five from Ethan R. Esbach's book, Resilient.
That's right.
The plan is to really get under the hood of this lesson, figure out what Esbach is emphasizing, what he thinks is really key here.
Exactly. And, you know, what he wants readers to actually take away from it all.
So the source material, it's excerpts from the book, right? Which aims to give these powerful lessons for turning adversity into, well, success.
Yeah, extraordinary success, as he puts it. And lesson five, it seems packed with some really practical stuff about tackling goals. We're going to try and pull out those core ideas.
Give everyone a shortcut, basically.
Pretty much. A clear look at his message for this lesson.
Okay, so let's kick off with how Esbach starts lesson five. He talks about visualizing race day performance, which, you know, some people might hear visualization and think it's a bit fluffy.
Sure, like wishful thinking.
Yeah, exactly. But Esbach, coming from his Ironman background, he clearly sees real tangible value in mentally running through the race beforehand.
And what's interesting is how he does it. It's not just picturing crossing the finish line all triumphant.
Right.
He makes a specific point about visualizing himself actually dealing with the hard parts.
Oh.
You know, the tough hills, maybe bad weather rolling in, challenges like that.
So anticipating the problems.
Precisely. And, well, cognitive psychology kind of backs this up, doesn't it? This mental rehearsal, it primes your brain.
Primes it how?
Well, it helps you recognize those situations if they happen and maybe react better. It's like you've already built a mental map of, if this happens, I do that.
Which gives you a feeling of control, I guess.
Yeah.
Even when things get chaotic.
Exactly. That sense of control, or at least preparedness. And he says this mental prep builds real confidence, a powerful belief in what you can do.
And crucially, he suggests this isn't like just for Ironman competitors.
No, definitely not.
He thinks anyone can use this. So for you listening, if you've got a big goal, a challenge, can you see how mentally rehearsing not just the win, but also how you tackle setbacks?
Yeah, how that could be useful.
How they could build your own confidence.
Absolutely. I mean, think about, say, a big presentation. Visualizing it going perfectly is nice, sure. But maybe visualizing how you'd handle a tough question, or if the tech fails.
Oh, yeah, the projector dying.
Right. Mentally working through that, that could make you feel way more prepared, more resilient going in. It's proactive.
Okay, that makes sense. Then Esbach, he shifts gears a bit and brings in this analogy.
Ah, yes, the Ironman training versus starting a company.
Yeah, which on the surface seems worlds apart, right? An endurance race and building a business.
They do, but he finds some pretty compelling links. The core idea seems to be that both have a start point and both absolutely need training, preparation.
Nobody just wakes up ready to run an Ironman.
Or ready to launch a successful company, he argues. It takes time, effort, learning.
Trial and error, too, I bet.
Oh, definitely. He even touches on how sometimes you need more than just the basic training, like an athlete getting a coach, or an entrepreneur maybe doing an MBA, or seeking mentors.
Right, supplementing the core work. So it underlines that success isn't just a straight line.
Not at all. It's messy. You learn from mistakes, you adapt. That whole process, that's what builds resilience, according to him.
And connected to this, he mentions applying basic rules in his training. And he notices these rules are kind of similar to starting a company. The excerpts don't spell out the rules, though, do they?
No, they don't list them specifically, which makes you wonder, what are these fundamental things he's talking about?
Yeah.
It probably involves things like, you know, consistency, showing up every day, strategic planning, maybe, setting milestones,
focusing on small improvements.
Could be things that really apply, whether you're training your body or building a business plan, foundational stuff.
So for anyone listening, maybe take a second to think, what are those basic rules in your field, the non-negotiables you need to hit consistently?
Good question. And that flows right into his next explicit point, the importance of training itself. And he's careful to mention both physical and mental training.
Ah, yes. Especially for big goals, like an Ironman.
Definitely.
And that mental side, it's often the bit we neglect, isn't it? We focus on the practical skills, the workouts.
Right, the tangible things.
But that mental toughness, managing your thoughts when things get hard, pushing through doubt, that can be the decider.
Absolutely vital. And again, this isn't just about sports. Think about any major life challenge, a tough project, personal hardship, the mental game, staying focused, managing stress, trying to keep a positive outlook, even when it's tough, that's just as critical as anything practical you do.
Which loops us back nicely, actually, to visualization. He revisits it.
He does, yeah, but with a bit more nuance this time.
It's not just about picturing the finish line anymore.
Well, it includes that, but it's deeper. He reinforces that it's a tool for mentally working through the difficulties before they even happen.
Okay, say more about that.
By thinking through setbacks in advance. What if this happens? How would I respond? You're basically building like a mental toolkit for resilience.
So you're preloading your responses almost.
Kind of, yeah.
Right.
You rehearse those moments where you might feel like giving up and you plan your reaction.
So when the actual challenge hits, it feels
less
shocking, maybe less overwhelming.
Potentially, yes, because you've sort of been there mentally already. You've navigated it in your mind.
Okay, so for everyone listening again, think about a challenge you've got right now. How could you use visualization, not just for the happy ending, but to actually walk through the potential rough patches and strategize your way through them mentally?
It's a powerful technique when you frame it that way.
Definitely. So wrapping up our deep dive into lesson five of Resilient.
Yeah.
What are the big takeaways? Esbach really hammers home the power of visualization.
Right. But visualization for both success and, maybe more critically, for navigating the obstacles, mental preparation for the hard stuff.
He also really stresses how vital training is the whole package, physical skills and that mental grit.
Yeah, the comprehensive approach in that analogy, the Iron Man versus the startup, it drives home how crucial those foundational principles and just consistent effort are, no matter what you're trying to achieve.
And these are just, you know, abstract ideas floating around.
No, he presents them as practical tools, things you, listening right now, can actually use in your own life for your own challenges.
Which brings us to maybe a final thought to chew on. What's the race day you're currently training for?
Good question. Could be anything, right? A career goal, personal growth.
Whatever it is, how can you start visualizing right now, not just getting there, but also the strategies you'll use to tackle the obstacles that will inevitably pop up?
Because thinking about that and applying these ideas from Esbach, well, that's actively building your own resilience, isn't it?
Exactly. It's laying the groundwork for growth, for success, which seems to be the whole point of Resilient.
Indeed. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.